From Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. It's Thursday, January 19th. Here are today's headlines.
State revenues continue to outpace expectations in Montpelier, and state economists announced this week that elected officials will have about $150 million more for this year's budget than they expected. But economist Tom Cavett says the rising revenues are barely keeping pace with the rate of inflation.
It feels like lots of dollars. Nominal dollars are high, but what we're using them for is going up in price. And that's going to be critical.
Economists are also warning of a decline in state revenues next year. They're forecasting a nearly 9% drop in fiscal year 2024, which would be the largest year-over-year decline in 25 years.
Progressives on Burlington City Council have outlined a slate of public safety priorities. The proposals focus on addressing gun violence, expanding the use of first responders rather than police, and creating a new police oversight board. Councilor Gene Bergman says the department also needs to focus on eliminating racial disparities in traffic stops and arrests.
A key reason for the lack of community trust is that BPD still hasn't taken accountability for the ongoing racial disparities in our policing.
Democratic Mayor Murrow Weinberger outlined his public safety priorities last week. They included a department-wide training on institutional and structural racism.
A Vermont inmate is dead of a suspected suicide. According to the Department of Corrections, 29-year-old Sean Giro Drew was found unresponsive in his cell at Northwest State Correctional Facility Monday evening. He died at the University of Vermont Medical Center on Tuesday morning. A medical review is underway. Giro Drew had been incarcerated since December.
Coming up, a visceral introduction to where lamb chops come from. More after this.
Thanks for tuning in to The Frequency, and thanks to Vita for their support. Vita, celebrating 50 years of helping Vermont businesses grow and thrive. From agriculture to energy, startups to established companies, find solutions that fit your business. Visit veda.org to start your next chapter.
Mary Lake is a sheep shearer, shepherd, and butcher who lives in Tunbridge. Her work can, at times, be intimate and emotional. Our colleague Erica Heilman recently tagged along with Lake on a day she spent slaughtering animals on a farm. In a note, this piece contains some difficult and graphic scenes that may not be for everyone.
Mary Lake is a tall, muscular woman in bib overalls and a baseball hat and dangly earrings she carved out of a ram's horn. She wears a chain around her waist with a scabbard full of knives. Mary is definitely someone you'd want on your lifeboat, not just because she's strong, which she is, but she's the kind of person who would make fair and smart decisions about your fate. And even though this was one of the more visceral recordings I've ever made, by which I mean there was a lot of viscera, I was thoroughly impressed by Mary's gentleness and her certainty of purpose. Here's Mary Lake.
Okay, so I'm using the tractor tire in my body to make like a squeeze chute because we're just out in the field. We don't have the animal in a squeeze box like you do at a slaughterhouse. So I have my knees at the shoulder and the hip of the lamb and I'm pressing towards the tractor tire. The sheep's in between me and the tractor tire. And I can grab my captive bolt gun and I'm gonna place it right on top of the head so the bolt goes through the brain cavity, through the brain to the brain stem. And then the bolt retracts back into the gun. And the lamb will fall, and then I'll slit the throat, and it'll sound like a faucet. All the blood coming out will sound like a faucet, and that's a really good sound. And then the lamb will kick a little bit, and that's all normal. Okay. And I slit the throat right under the jawbone. And the other signs I can tell that he can't feel anything. Or his eyes are like doll eyes. You can touch them, they're not blinking. And his jaw's all relaxed, his tongue hangs out. Those are signs that he can't feel anything. I mean, it's gross, but for me, I'm like very happy. It makes me very satisfied that I'm doing it right and doing it well. If I didn't know how to look for all these things and didn't know for sure that they were not feeling anything, I couldn't do it. Turn it over.
I'm not gonna lie, this is not easy for me.
To watch it?
No. I mean, I feel that I am in very good hands.
Yep. Does it feel a little too fast?
No. In fact, it feels the fastness is the great part because it feels incredibly competent.
I think it is like very important for me to go fast, just out of respect for the animal. Like as soon as I shoot them, now we got a product and we got to like honor this guy by like getting it done quick, clean, and not waste anything.
Why do you do this?
Well, when I started working with sheep, I learned really fast that there was a need for shearers and butchers. I just like instantly loved sheep farmers and sheep farming, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna help them out and try to learn these things and see if I can do them. So I went to St. Mike's for journalism. After graduation, I was working at the Burlington Free Press. I lasted there for just a little while because at the same time I was working at a vegetable farm and pretty quickly realized that my heart and soul and body loved farming. It was like I loved working really hard and loved producing food for people. This sheep is a little bit older, so I'm going to pop this joint. It'll be a little bit louder.
We're standing in the middle of a field overlooking Lake Champlain. What are the benefits of doing it this way?
Well, I think the value of doing this is that the farmer and the consumer, potentially, if they're here, they see the whole process and they see the inside of their animals, which I think is really important for becoming a better shepherd and just like being a better animal caretaker and farmer. And there's this big sense of pride. Like you heard the farmer just now say, you know, how do they look? And I said, they look really good. And she beamed from ear to ear because it's like, she did right by the sheep. Even though we're killing the sheep, it means the ones that she's keeping as breeders are also as healthy as the ones that we're harvesting. It's like you take care of them, you love them all year round, and you love your market lambs too. It's just, you can't keep all of them. And now I'm gonna gently tug. Shearing day and slaughter day is kind of like this precious day where you get to just like talk shop with somebody. And I love hearing about the flock, what the plans are, what the goals were, you know, maybe set some new goals. Like I love that kind of stuff. I'm ready to put this one up. I had this story about how I did a really good job of telling my kids about how we honor the animals in death by butchering them and skinning them and keeping the hides and the skulls and the meat. And I kind of forgot to translate it to humans. So when my dad died, my son who was 4, and he was, you know, sad that his grandfather died and really concerned for me, like making sure that I was okay. And then he said, well, are we gonna butcher Poppy? And I was like, oh no, I failed. But I took a deep breath and I was like, no, we're not gonna butcher Poppy because we don't eat humans. Like, we're gonna honor a human life in a different way. We honor human lives in different ways. You know, he kind of smiled and nodded like, that feels good, you know? That sounds right. And I was like, good talk.
Okay, so we've moved on to step 2.
Yeah, now I'm taking out the digestive system. So I start at the butthole. And I just cut it out and loosen it and let it drop into the carcass. So we're going to just take out the digestive system. So all of the stomach is out in my lap right now. And what my left hand is holding is the esophagus.
It's a very large confluence of items.
But it's all totally contained. Nothing's leaking. It's nice and clean.
Yeah.
There's no poop, no bile.
Do you, do you love sheep?
Yeah. I mean, like a dumb person, I love sheep. Like, so dumb. They've taught me so much. They've taught me about wild animals, about soil. They've taught me about my body. The inside of a sheep is very much like the inside of us. They're like everything to me.
This is Erica Heilman with Vermont Public.
for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Peter Hirschfeld, Liam Elder Connors, and Karen Anderson.
Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. Talk to you tomorrow. State revenues continue to outpace expectations in Montpelier, and state economists announced this week that...
How are we supposed to fix what we don't talk about? Welcome to Homegoings, a Vermont Public podcast that encourages fearless conversations about art and race.
It's like an extended family, and especially around homegoing time.
Join us for Homegoings, wherever you get your podcasts. We're a proud member of the NPR network.